ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6th चैप्टर 11। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज ऑफ वृत्रासुर। टेक्स्ट नंबर 26 एंड 27। अजात पक्षा इव मातरम खगः। अजात पक्षा इव मातरम खगः। स्तन्यं यथावत्सतरा शुदार्था प्रियं प्रिये एव विशुतं विशन्ना मनोरविन्दाक्ष दिदृक्षते त्वाम्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them, as small cows tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always long for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Purport. A pure devotee always yearns to associate personally with the Lord and render service unto him. The examples given in this regard are most appropriate. A small baby bird is practically never satisfied except when the mother bird comes to feed it. A small calf is not satisfied unless allowed to suck the milk from the mother's udder. And a chaste, devoted wife whose husband is away from home is never satisfied until she has the association of her beloved husband. Text 27, so one more verse before the chapter ends. Mam uttama shloka janeshu sakyam samsara chakre brahmata swakarmabhi tanmaya yatma atmajadara greheshu asakta chittasya nanat bhuyat. Translation: O my Lord, my Master, I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. My attachment to my body, wife, children, and home is continuing by the spell of your external energy. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness, and everything I have be attached only to you. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 6th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. One time Krishna Chandrapu was giving a class and he was speaking a point that how devotee's life is like a film. And Lord Krishna appoints the spiritual master as the director of the film. Lord Krishna knows, and even the guru knows, that this film has a happy end. However, the actor who takes part in the film doesn't get the entire script. Scene to scene, he is given. The script is given scene to scene and he is made to act. And the actor acts in one particular scene, there is distress. In another scene, there is joy, happiness. In some other scene, there is a disastrous event taking place in his life. But even the actor knows that ultimately, because I am acting as per the script, there will be a happy ending. So we are finally coming to a happy ending in the life of Vritrasur here. If you make a film of the life of Vritrasur, I feel it will get an Academy Award in the spiritual world, because the way Vritrasur has led his life, I am not talking about just immediate life, many more lives ahead. I think so after this, the life of Chitraketu Maharaj comes and the explanation is given. But if you see the life of Vritrasur and previously the Maharaj Chitraketu's life, the life of Vritrasur and Maharaj Chitraketu is not an ordinary life, easy life. Many of us have read Bhagavatam and have heard in classes about the life of Chitraketu Maharaj and that how Chitraketu Maharaj was a very big king and so much opulence he had as a king. And his desire was to have a son. And for that he married 1 crore wives. Opulence of family life. Amazing. Chitraketu Maharaj may be the world record holder till now to have so many wives in his family. And he could not get any son from his wife. But he never gave up. Amazing self-confidence he had got. And powerful willpower also. But there was a constant anxiety in his mind that I need a son. And then we see that how Angira Muni comes in his life. And through the mercy of Angira Muni first tries to explain him the importance of, it's actually good for him that he is not having a son. But when he is too much addicted, too much attached to having a son, then finally he is given a son. Angira Muni gives him a son. But tells him that this son will be cause of happiness as well as distress. And therefore the son was named as Harsha Shoka. So from distress and anxiety in his life, he achieves pinnacle of happiness in his life. He has got ultimately his son. And he's so happy. But then immediately what happens? From height of happiness, he's plunged into the height of distress. He watches as his son is killed. His son dies. And not a natural death for a son. His son is killed. By whom? By his family members. Just imagine of what kind of a sad incident it's for a family member, an elderly person in the family, to see one family member trying to hurt or destroy or kill another family member. And here was Chitraketu Maharaj experiencing these events in his life. He got happiness, some happiness because of having a son, but immediately so much of distress. His own son was killed by his co-wives. But this resulted in a good event wherein Angira Muni and Narad Muni comes and instructs him in devotional service, and he becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness. And later, as the story goes, as the pastime goes, Chitraketu Maharaj becomes a wonderful servant of Lord Krishna and he gets an audience to Lord Shankarshan. And Lord Shankarshan gives him a benediction that now, till you live this life, you will enjoy an opulent life. He gave him a planet, a heavenly planet, and told him, practice devotional service, enjoy the heavenly planet. So, after becoming a devotee, Lord himself gives him a planet to enjoy. All facilities available for performing devotional service. But this was not the happy end for him. Something more was going to come. And then Chitraketu Maharaj is flying in his airplane and he laughs at Lord Shiva. इमीडिएटली पार्वती देवी कर्सेस चित्रकेतु महाराज. नाउ वन मोर थिंग दैट चित्रकेतु महाराज बिकॉज ही वॉज एंजॉयिंग द ऑपुलेंस ऑफ एन हेवनली प्लैनेट मस्ट हैव बिकम प्राउड एंड देयरफॉर लाफ्ड एट लॉर्ड शिवा. बट एक्चुअली दैट्स नॉट अ फैक्ट बिकॉज द रिएक्शन विच चित्रकेतु महाराज हैड फॉर पार्वती's curse वॉज कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट. वी शोड हिज transcendental nature even while being in that opulent place in the heavenly realm. Chitraketu Maharaj responded positively, positive attitude in his life. Chitraketu Maharaj, he was actually very much grateful for the mercy which came in his life. And at one point of time he was a devotee, enjoying all facilities to progress in devotional service. In next moment he was supposed to be a demon. Cursed to be a demon by Parvati Devi. But there was no kind of revenge attitude in his mind, in his heart. He accepted as Krishna's mercy. And what kind of demon he became? He had to fight against whom? He himself is a devotee and he had to fight against devotees, the demigods. And not only that, when he was fighting against the devotees, the demigods, especially Lord Indra, he knew very well that he was right and Indra was wrong. But still he also knew that he will be killed. Indra will win and he will be killed. And how he will be killed? He will not be killed easily. He will be butchered and then he will go back to Varad. So we see that life of Vritrasur or Maharaj Chitraketu coming down was not an easy life. But Vritrasur is offering prayers here that he is thanking the Lord for what he has given him and is awaiting Krishna's mercy and is saying, give me an opportunity to render direct service unto you. I mean, if someone hears this pastime of Chitraketu Maharaj and becoming Vritrasur and then you give preach someone else that you should become devotee of Krishna, and they will be shocked, become devotee of Krishna and undergoing all those events in life, better I will not come to devotional service. And therefore we know that how Maharaj Yudhishthira also, he asked from Krishna wealth after he got kingdom. He prayed that Krishna give me wealth and riches, because he knew that if someone watches their life, the Pandava's life, they will never be able to appreciate Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked wealth so that people will be happy that Yudhishthira Maharaj ultimately got so much wealth and was happy in devotional service. So we see that Vritrasur, therefore, this chapter is entitled Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasur. That means Vritrasur was unaffected by all this. In fact, Vritrasur was grateful and is asking for mercy in the form of service. So here in this particular verse which we are discussing, he is saying that I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Vritrasur's life was full of suffering, peak suffering. He was highly misunderstood and then he had to leave body in a very disastrous way, externally seen by external world. And it was not that devotees were helping him cross over the ultimate time of death. Devotees desire that I should die in association of devotees. But here, the demigods who were devotees of Krishna, they were praying, let this demon die. So in all circumstances, the life of Vritrasur was very completely not kind of inspiring for any new devotee or any sadhaka in Krishna consciousness. But still Vritrasur is asking the opportunity to serve. That is his great quality. So personally, while reading this particular chapter and particular verse, I was also feeling that if given a chance to become Vritrasur or Chitraketu Maharaj, no one will keep him as a role model and, okay, I let this opportunity and this disastrous event come in my life. Ultimately, no problem, I'll go back to Varad. No, it's difficult. As a sadhaka also, we would, in Kali Yuga, we would appreciate that somehow no one prays for distress in life. If some distress comes in life, then the only prayer is somehow, Krishna, protect me. No one prays to ask distress. Very rare. If someone prays, then we really praise him so much. You know? You have so much of confidence, you pray. What if Krishna really hears our prayer? So therefore, it's very heavy in the heart to ask for a prayer like that. to ask for distress. Therefore, for people in Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna has manifested as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was seen in many occasions during his earthly pastimes here, manifested pastimes, and especially during the Jagannath Rath Yatra, this pastime was manifested to manifold. It is mentioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to so many people. So many people came to see Lord Jagannath and they received Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the Rath Yatra was going on, he was speaking something to Lord Jagannath. A conversation was going on and no one could understand the conversation. Only Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand. And the conversation was between Radharani and Krishna at Kurukshetra. And it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions for love of Godhead were like a hurricane. At the peak, it was transcendental madness. And in transcendental madness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bestowing his glance upon all the people. And it's mentioned just by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing like that, everyone received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Everyone received love of Godhead, including the pilgrims who had come to participate in the Rath Yatra, the government officers who were controlling the Ratha, the pujaris of Lord Jagannath, and of course the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone received. And one such devotee who received Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And we know the story, we have heard many times about how Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he was rendering service to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. And that led him to the ultimate, to the point where he got an audience, a chance, an opportunity to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly in the Jagannath Vallabh Garden. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being in ecstatic symptoms of pure love of Godhead, externally did not recognize Maharaj Pratap Rudra. That's a pastime. But it is mentioned that Maharaj Pratap Rudra received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there at Jagannath Vallabh Garden. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for giving mercy to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. He mentions a verse, he says, Ei dekha chaitanyera kripa mahabal, tara anusandhana vina koraya safal. The previous verse says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. How powerful is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. So Prabhupada writes a purport, brilliant purport about how to achieve quick success in life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful, Prabhupada writes, that it acts automatically. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. It is recorded into spiritual account and in due time it will fructify. And then Prabhupada says later, a student of Krishna consciousness must receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Pratap Rudra. And Prabhupada says, how one can achieve quick success in devotional service? One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow mercy. But to be noticed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the requirement? A little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that you are a proper candidate for going back to Godhead. So we can see on one side, the life of Ritrasur, we will not be inspired. Personally, I was not inspired if told to have him as a role model. But here, there is a chance for conditioned souls in Kali Yuga that a little service with sincere efforts, that's enough for receiving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. In fact, Prabhupada says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will consider you as a proper candidate for going back to Godhead. And we can see in this case of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he personally had no direct association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was actually aspiring for personal association, but did not receive. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy, he didn't see status quo also. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had previously told that I will not associate with the king. Because the king means he is attached to so much of worldly opulence. So here is previously Vritrasura also, Chitraketu Maharaj receiving mercy, and here is also a king, Pratapruddha, receiving mercy. But Prabhupada is saying, little service with sincere effort is enough. So that is a requirement for people in this age of Kali Yuga. Little service with sincere effort. Radha Gopinath Prabhu was giving a class on the Nityantyodayashi afternoon, that he was saying that our Krishna conscious movement or our devotional service should be just to render service and always hope for mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he was mentioning that Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is very magnanimous. What does Nityananda Prabhu see? Nothing else. He was mentioning this particular bhajan that Ek bar dekhe chakhe jal, Gaur bole nitai re sakala saman. And he was saying that Nityananda Prabhu is waiting for that one tear coming from your eyes. Ek bar dekhe chakhe jal, Gaur bole. When Nityananda Prabhu sees that one drop of tear coming from your eyes, of course not coming from eyes, because we can practice and also the tears can come. It should come from the heart. But that one drop of tears comes while chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, Nityananda Prabhu gives all mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all of us. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he gives it to everyone, and the expectation is little service, which even Vritrasura is asking here, an opportunity to render service to Krishna. Little service with sincere effort, that's all. Therefore, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning once that we can't barge into the spiritual world with our devotional service or our chanting. But if we render service to devotees, then Krishna will pick us up and take us back to world. So this is some substance of this particular verse. The next verse which we also took, we can see that Chitraketu Maharaj or rather Vritrasura, he was asking for service, but what was his mood? He was not demanding. He was very humble. It is mentioned here, he is saying that I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship of devotees. I am attached to my body, wife, children, home, but I wish to be not be attached to them any longer. So this is the requirement. Service with humility. Because it is mentioned that to digest the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, humility is needed. So Vritrasura was having that humility, so he could digest that mercy. Similarly, Pratapruddha Maharaj also had that humility. In fact, when the whole scene was arranged by all the devotees that Pratapruddha Maharaj should go now to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and massage his lotus feet, it was not Pratapruddha Maharaj waiting and get said go. No, Pratapruddha Maharaj was feeling unqualified. He went to each and every devotee, asked permission. Please give me permission, I can go. Then he gathered so much of courage, and then he somehow went. He sat down, and he was not able to even touch lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gathered courage and then he massaged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And then he did what was told to him, to sing the song, Gopi's song of separation for Krishna. So he also had humility, therefore he could digest the mercy. So this is another requirement, to be humble at heart so that one can digest Krishna's mercy or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Srila Prabhupada, he was able to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, not Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, and also give his mercy to others because he himself was humble. His Holiness Varsana Maharaj was narrating this one pastime of Srila Prabhupada. Before he went to the West, he wanted to take permission of all of his godbrothers. Srila Prabhupada went to many of his godbrothers, but he was feeling that how I can ask, give me permission to go to the West. He was feeling unqualified. So he took Bhagavatam with him, which he had printed, and told his godbrothers that I am sending this Bhagavatam to the West. Please bless this Bhagavatam so that this Bhagavatam can go to the West very nicely. And then Srila Prabhupada said, because this Bhagavatam cannot go alone, someone should be there to distribute this Bhagavatam, to preach this Bhagavatam. So I am also going, please bless me also. So this was Srila Prabhupada's humility in asking for blessings. He felt himself unqualified. So this is the idea. This is a very difficult verse for me to speak on because completely focusing on pure devotional service and to speak in audience like this. But the point is, the gist of this whole two verses is that Vritrasura, even though having so much of turmoil in his life, his consciousness is clear. He is asking an opportunity to serve. So opportunity to get service is not an ordinary thing. Vritrasura is asking for that at that stage of his life. Well, he is about to fight a battle where he is going to end his life. So with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we all are getting an opportunity to serve. So therefore, we should also together render service in association of devotees and try to inculcate the mood of humility so that we can get this mercy, digest the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therein, we can, as Prabhupada says, we can be seen and noticed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he can feel that we are a proper candidate to go back home, back to world. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Shamanam, do you want to speak something? Any questions? Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.